Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we were talking about the awesome handiwork of the creation in the context of what Jesus says is great. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The apostle says in Philippians 1:23 that it is far better, not just better, the words are far better to be with Christ. Right now, I am absent from heaven. Now, often we say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's right, because that's scriptural. But my friend, to me, I'm absent from the Lord right now because I'm present in this body. And the far better thing is to be with Jesus Christ. And that's far better for all of us. Now, if your attitude is, as long as I'm there in heaven, that's all that counts for me, well, you've just testified of how little a person you are. You've just testified that you have no idea of what love is, except when it comes from the world, and the world's love is really lust, it's not love. Now, let us learn to pray for one another, to be fit by being separate from this world and from sin, and develop an attitude as seen, for example, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, where it says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." In Acts 5:41 it says, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." Now just think, Jesus said, they speak against you falsely, they revile you, they persecute you. Be glad, because your reward is great in heaven. Now, I want you to think about what that means when Jesus says your reward is great in heaven. John 1, verses 1 through 3 says this, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Now, who is that Word? Well, John 1:14 says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." That Word was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, the Word created the heavens and the earth. You look at this mighty universe in all of its splendor, in all of its glory, all of its beauty. It's tremendous. We're awed by it. And my friend, that's something the hand of the Lord did. And the Bible says the heavens are His fingerwork, just His mere fingerwork. For man is outstanding, for the Lord is just mere fingerwork. So when Jesus Christ says something is great, oh, my friend, how great could that be? Wow. And so rejoice. You can count on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If He says something is great, you mark it down, it's great. Those apostles were glad when they suffered. They were beaten. And they were glad they were counted worthy to suffer shame for Jesus. In 2 Timothy 1:12 it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Listen, public floggings were a shameful thing. Men didn't want to be seen after they'd been flogged and their backs were bleeding and have that done to them in public. But this apostle says it's for the cause of Christ. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of what I did. And I'm not ashamed that I had that from Christ after I know what he's done for me. That's when Jesus Christ is your all in all, my friend. He not only prays that they may be worthy by a holy, separate life and witness, he also prays for the fulfillment of all the good pleasure of his goodness. Now, I hope you, the radio listener, will pray for me that way, that all the pleasure of his goodness will be filled in me. Oh, I want that. Goodness here speaks of active goodness. We're reminded of Romans 8:28, where it says, "And we know, not that we think, not that there's a possibility," he says, "and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Now, it's just not work together for good to save people, but to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You see, my friend, that's the idea that's here in this passage of goodness. This is the benevolent goodness that results from carrying out his will. Someone prays. God lays a ministry or person on their heart. And they seek God about, well, what should I do? And God reveals it to them. And they do it. Well, there's not only laid up for this great day, there is joy in the good that it does. When God uses you to carry out an answer to prayer in someone's life or fulfill a need in the ministry of your church, it gives them pleasure. And my friend, if a radio message is used by God to fulfill a need in your life, to show you something, let that person, that preacher know, whoever it is. I know I always want to know, because it does give pleasure to know that I got to be a vehicle of the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart, and God actually used me to minister to your heart. Now, it wasn't me, it was God, and it's his word and his Holy Spirit, but boy, it's still a pleasure. Besides a reward in that day. Now, the third thing he prays for the saints until then is the work of faith with power. The idea of this is the work of faith in power. Ob comes from a word meaning in. The idea then is God's work done in faith, that is, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit through prayer and meditation in the Word, and that there is no contradiction with the Word of God in what you're doing and how you're doing it, then, my friend, it has the power of God behind it. Now, if you're writing this down, I'm going to repeat what I just said. I'm going to say it slowly. I want you to write it down and let it help you. The idea, then, is God's work done in faith, that is, according to the leading of his Holy Spirit through your prayer and meditation in the Word, and that there is no contradiction with the Word of God in what you are doing and how you are doing it, has the power of God behind it. As you obey his commands, the work of God done in faith has the power of God behind it. In other words, you've not turned to the arm of flesh to accomplish his work. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12, we read this. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Well, that's the power that's in God's hand. Knowing this, one does not need to turn to the arm of flesh. Do you realize the Holy Spirit can still do today what he did back in the book of Acts? And that we still, the Word of God is just as powerful today as it was back in the book of Acts. Did you know that? The Word of God is powerful. It divides even between the spirit and the soul, the joints and the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. You see, the problem today is not with the Holy Spirit or the Word of God. It's with us. We aren't willing to submit ourselves, to give ourselves to prayer, to fasting, to watching, to holiness, to righteousness. And so men are turning to the arm of flesh to try to do the work of God, and that is always wrong. And when it's wrong, it is sin. So that's why we say we are to pray for one another, that we would be fit vehicles for his glory, and that we will be the witness that we ought to be, that we'd be separate and holy. And then secondly, that God would fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness in us. And then as we're looking here, that until then, that we'll be able to do the work of faith with the power of God. So let's pray for one another and for ourselves, that the good hand of the Lord would be upon us, that God's work might be done in faith with the resultant power of God present. This is talking of that which it takes to have revival. Don't think that national days of prayer in this country are going to bring revival. When we still have the same filth on television, God is still out of the schools, the Word of God is not allowed in different areas, where people starting to call it hate crime, where the homosexual still out of the closet, and on down the line we could go. You still have the strip clubs, you still have the removal of the blue laws, my friend, don't expect revival. Don't expect God to work. And don't expect a nationwide revival if a nation won't repent. Revival will only come to those who do repent. So we've seen the glory of his coming in verse 10, and the goodness of prayer in which we are to persist for one another until that day, as we saw in verse 11. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.